The Traveler's Journal, August 16th. Relishing the Rhone through France. The Rhone River rises in the Swiss Alps and flows for 300 miles down across France's southeast corner into the Mediterranean. The river was the Roman Empire's main access to the north, the artery by which warm Latin influences permeated Europe's Gothic heart. While the Rhone may lack the Seine's cachet, the Danube's sweep, or the Rhine's twists and turns, Europe wouldn't be the same without it. One way into Europe's heart was clearly through its stomach, for the Rhone is a veritable alimentary canal. Arguably, more fine cuisine is prepared and served along its banks than any other river in the world. Fine wines gush from hundreds of vineyards within its reach. Along the upper Rhone, the sauces are cream and butter-based. Nearer the Mediterranean, olive oil and herbs become the main elements of taste. In towns and villages along the river, unassuming restaurants tucked into often ancient buildings dispense the most elegant of cuisines. The restaurants along the Rhone and its various tributaries form a constellation of Michelin stars. The Rhone may be defined by fine food and wine, but its primary spiritual barometer is the Mistral, the cool, drying wind that regularly roars down from the Alps to the Mediterranean, scouring everything in its path. It's said the Mistral can drive men to madness. It certainly creates a landscape of brilliant colors against a stark, intensely blue sky, a mood often encountered in the paintings of Vincent van Gogh. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.